Happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Elon's Matchup Maximizer podcast, a podcast presented by Kevin Carlson, where I, Elon Dubrovsky, take a look at next week's NHL schedule to try to figure out who are the best players we can stream in to maximize the number of game played we'll get from players that will hopefully actually do something and be good. The name of the game is we're looking at busy days versus light days. Next week, November 11th to November 17th, the busiest day is Saturday, as per usual, 24 teams playing. So we're not going to be looking at players potentially playing on that day because you're going to be adding a guy potentially just to be on your bench. So of course, you've got to set your roster for yourself to see who is going to fit for you. But I'm going to take a look at teams that give us the most likely days that you're going to be able to fit those players onto your team. To give you the full schedule for next week, it's pretty nice week for fantasy. I'd say nothing out of the ordinary. There's going to be a lot of options. You've got light days pretty much on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. And Thursday even is kind of a light day, only 20 teams playing, borderline there. You might be able to fit someone, you might not. And then, like I said, Saturday, 24 teams. Honestly, I looked at Mike a couple teams. I even have a spot open on Saturday currently, so I could grab just like any team playing four times, and there's a few of them. So obviously, again, like I always say, you got to check your lineups. I always just go into Yahoo, press the set active rosters for the week, and then just take a look at which positions you have open on each day of the week. But there is one team next week with the clear best schedule, and that is the Vegas Golden Knights, because they play four times, all on light days. They're avoiding the Thursday potential. They're avoiding the Saturday likely busy day for you. They're just playing Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday. The Vegas Golden Knights, you're going to want to get one of those players, okay? And who are you going to get? Well, things are interesting now in Vegas because Mark Stone is hurt. I don't think we have a full update yet. Brian and I will talk about Mark Stone on the Mega Show tomorrow. In the meantime, the lines yesterday when Vegas played the Kraken, they had Eichel with Barbashev, and it was Nicholas Roy who took over on the top line, and then the top power play, Roy was there as well. Eichel, Nick Roy, or Roy? I've never actually confirmed that. I should probably find out what that is. Please, a patron, let me know. Is it Nick Roy or Nick Roy? But yeah, Eichel, Roy, Hertl, Dorofeev, and Shea Theodore were on the top power play. So I think it's a pretty obvious first option here that might be available because Nick Roy is only 2% rostered on Yahoo. He's coming off a game where he had a goal, an assist, three shots, one hit. Big schedule next week. If he's available, for sure go for him. Like, I guess I should mention Pavel Dorofeev like I do, I guess, every week that we talk about Vegas. He is the obvious best streamer of the week. He's up to 24% rostered on Yahoo. We're getting to a point where in Kekupfel, you can't get him. But maybe if you're in a shallower league or some league with people that aren't really paying attention to the non super name brand players, Dorofeev may be out there. He's for sure, right? He's not on the top line with Eichel, but he's playing with Hertl and Howden on the second line, and he's on the top power play. And Dorofeev has been doing well for a while. He has four goals in his last four games. So definitely he would be my top pick. But yeah, take Nick Roy if you still have the option. And yeah, I said Brett Howden, so there you go. That's a deeper cut, even deeper than Nick Roy. He hasn't done anything in the last couple of games, but he is on the second line. And obviously, we're assuming Barbashev isn't available to you. I guess in a super shallow league, maybe you can get Barbashev. So you're going to definitely want to get someone from Vegas, assuming you're not going to be able to get, oh, Noah Hanifin, if he's available to you. He's probably not. He was dropped in like a couple division a couple weeks back, really regretting not having jumped on him. He went red hot recently, though he didn't do anything yesterday against Seattle. But before that, yeah, two goals against Edmonton, a goal and two assists against Utah. Shams and Jeremy talked about him on short shifts. We'll see if Hanifin can keep that up. Jeremy had the theory that you could only get one Vegas defenseman doing something at a time. So I have Shea Theodore on my Kekupfel team. So I hope it's going to be him that heats up next week for this great four-day schedule. Also wouldn't mind Tomáš Hertl heating up a little bit. Kind of a disappointing guy since I acquired him. But I digress. Yeah, so Vegas, Nick Roy, if you can't get Dorofeev, are your clear top streamers of the week. I guess our next best schedule has to go to the Nashville Predators, who play four times. Also, they do hit that busy Thursday where there's 20 teams playing. I guess I shouldn't say busy, the borderline Thursday. So check to see if you can fit a Nashville player. If you can, you've got Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Could actually be a good team where you just wait till Thursday and then you grab your Nashville player and get three games in 4 days. The question is, who are you going to grab on Nashville? They're becoming tricky. Like, you would think there's that open spot. Like, there's five clear top forwards and then an extra spot. But it's been going like crazy. It's been switching around so much because Nashville keeps losing. Jankowski was there for a little bit. Parsonen got in the top six, but he got bumped in that last game versus Florida. So I don't know. I'm looking at lines for today's game versus Utah. I'm recording this, by the way, Saturday afternoon. It's around 1:30 right now. I think this might become my regular time to record this. So yeah, unfortunately, I don't get the Saturday night data, but you get the episode a little earlier. So hopefully that's a good trade-off for you. But we've got some lines for tonight's game. Forsberg, O'Reilly, Stamkos. So loading up the top line, leaving Marchessault with Sissons and Nyquist. So, yeah, I guess I should have mentioned Gustav Nyquist is always a seemingly decent streamer option on Nashville. He's not on the top power play anymore, but still gets top six and exposure to at least one pretty good player. Gets a little bit worse when it's Marchessault and Sissons. Man, there's not really, I don't know. So I guess Nyquist, of the people who are available to you to add, I'd say I guess Nyquist is your top pick, but I'm not expecting like too much. He had a good game three games ago now. He had a goal and assist versus Colorado. Since then, absolutely nothing. Probably in four games next week, you'll get at least one good game from Nyquist, but no guarantees of which game it'll be. I guess if you add him in, hopefully you'll get it on the Monday. Otherwise, you're going to wish you added someone else and waited at least till Thursday to get him. Like I said, Colton Sissons is not going to hold that spot centering the second line. I'm also seeing maybe he's injured now. He's a game time call. So I don't even know what's going on. Okay, so it's tough sledding over in Nashville. I don't have much to help you with. Brady Shea's really slowed down. So if he's getting dropped in your league, maybe he's still taking shots sometimes. So I don't know. Maybe this is just me holding out hope because I have Brady Shea still on my cupful team. If it wasn't for this good schedule next week, he would probably be gone. But I guess I'll take the four games and hope that he can get, you know, give me a couple points and I'll be happy. So yeah, those are really the only two teams that give you four games avoiding the Saturday. So how to pick the next best schedule of the week? I think probably I'm going to go with teams that play at least a couple times early on in the week. You know how I like that. And then you could always reassess. So let's go to the Pittsburgh Penguins, who play Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. So you can even, if you're full on the Saturday, get the three games by Friday. And then by the weekend, maybe you'll have an open goalie spot on Saturday or defense. And you can, you know, figure it out from there. So who are we going to take from Pittsburgh? Of course, Pittsburgh's been rolling some interesting lines lately, trying to figure out how to get out of their bad start to the year. And that's included Evgeny Malkin playing on the left wing on the top line, which has been very handy, by the way, for my cupful team, getting left wing eligibility for Malkin. But yeah, it's been Malkin with Crosby and Ricard Raquel. If you can still get Ricard Raquel, only 34% rostered on Yahoo, that's a clear win while he's on the top line and top power play. Brian Rust, by the way, came back from his injury, and he didn't bump Raquel from the top power play. It's been Malkin, Crosby, Raquel, Rust, and Erik Karlsson. So that's a pretty good spot, I'd say. And Raquel becomes a pretty nice streamer getting those three games by Friday. So that would be a clear top streamer, I'd say, rivaling Dorofeev or Roy. I'd take Raquel over those guys. I'd go Raquel, then Dorofeev, then Nick Roy. I know I've said, I'm going to stop, like, I should have just checked. At this point, I'm feeling dumb. Like, I could have just checked Nick Roy's pronunciation before I even started the episode instead of blabbering about it so much. But I feel like I can't go back now. I've already started. So we're just going to keep barreling forward. But yeah, those would be my top three streamers so far that might be available to you. But realistically, Raquel is like a Dorofeev. Like, unlikely you're going to be able to get him. And if you can't get him, then, I mean, the problem with Crosby and Malkin being on the top line is there's like nothing available to you outside of that that's of any interest. Like, I'm trying to find a Pittsburgh player who's done something. Like, Nola Chari scored an empty net goal yesterday and had an assist a couple games ago versus the Islanders. This is what we're talking about. Like, okay, Brian Rust's line, by the way, I guess, yeah, Brian Rust is the best player left. If you have Crosby, Malkin, Raquel, Rust played with Lars Eller and Drew O'Connor versus Washington. So, you know, Lars Eller sometimes does stuff. Hasn't done anything recently. Is he due? I don't know. Sorry. I have nothing for you here. Also, with Pittsburgh, it's going to be really crazy. Tristan Jarry is back, so I don't even know if you're going to want to stream in a goalie at any point. So I don't know how helpful this episode has been to you so far, aside from mentioning a couple Vegas guys. You know what? I'll take a break, and when I come back, I'll see if I can find another gem for you. So I'll talk to you soon. Elon here. I love this time of year. I'm always looking to see what are the best headphone deals I can get. I'm obsessed with podcasts. Of course, that means I'm obsessed with headphones. So I'm always looking, what's going on with Black Friday, Cyber Monday? Are there any amazing deals for me? You know what? With Raycon, it doesn't matter what time of year it is because you get an amazing deal on premium audio every day of the year. But that doesn't mean they're not having any sales for Black Friday or Cyber Monday. Far from it. They're actually doubling down on their amazing value by offering listeners of Keeping Carlson up to 30% off site wide. you got to check out Raycon. They've got this active noise cancellation, really handy if you're at work listening to music or you're walking down the street. Let's say you listen to a podcast where the audio isn't so perfect, they're a little bit quiet. It comes in handy, trust me, to have that active noise cancellation. I want to be able to make sure I hear all of my content. Also, the Raycons feature 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. And guess what? Here's the thing. Raycon's quality rivals some of the biggest names in premium audio, but the Raycons start at just half the price as the other guys. So they're already an incredible deal even before you factor in their Black Friday or Cyber Monday offer of up to 30% off site-wide. Raycon's everyday earbuds are also available in a variety of vibrant colors, so you don't have to just have the standard issue white or black earbuds sticking out of your ears. I personally got the purple. I had the option. Blue also looks really nice. Anyways, you know what colors are. You choose whatever one that's good for you. And guess what? Now's the perfect time to scoop them up if you haven't already. And don't worry, if you're not as impressed as I am, Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. It's time to save big for Black Friday or Cyber Monday. Go to buyraycon.com/THPN today to get up to 30% off site-wide. That's right, you'll get up to 30% off everything on Raycon's website when you go to buyraycon.com/THPN. If you haven't guessed, I like watching hockey. And hey, watching hockey on TV, that's pretty good. Watching hockey live, oh man, nothing beats it. And of course, you got to get those tickets to go to those games. And that's where our friends over at Game Time come in. Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. I decided to take a look at what our West Coast friends have in terms of options to go see a Canucks game. Man, I'm seeing a beauty over on November 16th, Saturday. The Blackhawks are in town to play the Canucks. You can see Connor McDavid in the flesh. And it's really great. When you go to Game Time, you can see the cheapest price. You know, I'm seeing $94 for a Section 313, Row 15 ticket. You can also see what are the good deals. That, you know, they'll filter out for you. So they have a $210 ticket. That's just a really good deal. Super lower bowl center. Pretty much the best you can see. And by the way, I can see a view using the app of what you'll see from the tickets. You know exactly what you're getting. Game Time Picks shows you only the best values on tickets, last minute deals on tickets right up to the start of the event and even an hour after it starts. Also, there's exclusive flash deals and sponsored deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, whatever. There's also zone deals where you pick the section and Game Time picks the seats for big savings. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code THPN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code THPN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game time! The quest for the Stanley Cup has begun. The puck's dropped on the 24-25 season. Get in on all the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. It's super easy for first-timers to get started. Try betting on something simple, like picking a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. You know me, I like looking at the futures. Let's take a look at the Stanley Cup odds here. Winnipeg Jets, at the time I'm recording this, they're the top team in the league, getting no respect from the odds makers. I'm seeing Florida, Edmonton, Carolina, Dallas, the Rangers, the Leafs, Colorado, Devils, all with better odds to win than the Jets. So if you disagree, that's something you can take a look at. And hey, if you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice.
Welcome back to the Matchup Maximizer. I promised a gem. I think this one's pretty good, okay? My criteria for a good schedule this week, like I said, since there's a bunch of teams playing four times, all of them that are left have that Saturday game, so you're getting three off-day games. Let's go to Carolina, okay? Because they go Monday, Wednesday. You could even just drop after that, or you can hold for Saturday and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday against Ottawa and St. Louis. Might be some goals. Monday, Wednesday against Vegas and Utah, by the way. Who on Carolina? There's an obvious guy, okay? Unless you've been living, I don't know, under a rock. That thing's kind of corny. And also, maybe it doesn't apply here, but definitely we've all noticed that Jack Roslovic has gone nutso lately, scoring goals all the time. He had two goals against Pittsburgh in Carolina's last game, a goal in the game before that versus Philly. He's up to nine goals in 12 games, Jack Roslovic. So he's a guy, he's shooting a lot. Like, now is the time to just jump on this. If you still can, and you can get them Monday, Wednesday, if he cools off, you could obviously move on. But Roslovic has been playing on the top line with Aho and Svechnikov. And yeah, not on the top power play, but hey, PP2. So not nothing. He could get bumped at any time, but it seems like he's, you know, got a little bit of leash at this point with all these goals. So I feel like, should we bump him up to top streamer of the week? Like, look, for people who are under, you know, 20% rostered, that knocks out Dorofeev and Raquel. So yeah, go and get yourself Jack Roslovic. Only 10% rostered right now on Yahoo. That's going to go up pretty quickly. If he scores like another goal today, forget about it. Okay, everyone's going to know. So maybe you want to pause here and just grab Roslovic before it's too late for that Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday of next week. Is there anyone else on Carolina that you want? I mean, Martin Natchez has had an incredible start to the year, so you would think, give me someone that's playing with him. In the last game, Natchez was playing on a line with Kotkaniemi and Eric Robinson. So yeah, not too great. I guess like in a deep league, Kotkaniemi did go on a bit of a run. He had a 3-game point streak, but now recently in his last couple of games, pointless, though he did have 4 shots versus Philly, 2 shots versus Pittsburgh. I do think Natchez is really good. So yeah, having that exposure to him makes Kotkaniemi worthwhile in your very deep formats, probably similar to a Nyquist type of stream, I would say. That's the level we're at. And then, yeah, very quickly, we kind of run out of players. But look, Roslovic, that was a good one for you, I think. A random name I'll throw out there that always seems to do something. I feel like whenever I'm against him, or like, I'll mention Jordan Martinook, who's on a hot streak. I don't think he's going to keep it up, but he's got goals in 2 straight games. He's playing on the third line. He's playing with I didn't even mention Seth Jarvis. Man, so Carolina's really spreading things around here with Roslovic on the top line. They've got Jarvis on one line, Natchez on another one. So yeah, Jarvis playing with Martinook and Jordan Staal. That's not too bad. We'll see if they even keep, like, Carolina changes the lines a lot. But, you know, for a very, very deep cut, you can always look at a Jordan Martinook. We've got 3 more teams playing 4 times next week, all of them with the same schedule, a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, which isn't as bad as usual, especially if you have, you'll have room on the Tuesday. Like I said, only 14 teams playing on Tuesday. Thursday, you might have room. So that's not too bad. If you just want to get the volume there, especially if you can fit the Saturday, of course. So you'll have to take a look. Let's start with Seattle, who goes, like I said, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday against Columbus, Chicago, Islanders, and Rangers. So those are 2 pretty tasty games to start the week against Columbus and Chicago. And Seattle, you know, you got your option of a lot of streamers. Like if you look on Yahoo percent rostered, you got Montour, Dunn, McCann, 80%+. Everyone else, less than 20%. So you can maybe take your pick depending on how deep your league is. Who are you going to go with? Well, who's hot right now? Nobody. Nobody especially. Matty Beniers has been centering that top line with McCann and Eberle. He had a nice game against Colorado, scoring a goal and an assist, and then followed that up with Matty Beniers' typical nothing game against Vegas. He's really hot or cold. He did have a 4-game point streak. Like, yeah, if you look at the game log, it was a 4-game point streak for Beniers, then absolutely nothing for 2 games, then that 1-goal, 1-assist game versus Colorado, then nothing against Vegas. So, I don't know. It seems like the pattern indicates you're going to get 1 or 2 good games from Matty Beniers during this schedule next week, so definitely worth a shot if you can fit in a center. I think he's going to be your best available option. If you need defense, by the way, Ryker Evans continues to do pretty decently. No points versus Vegas yesterday, but he did have 5 hits and 2 blocks. Before that, he had an assist versus Colorado. So, you know, I'd say around 0.5 point per game seems to be the what to expect from Ryker Evans while Vince Dunn remains out. He's getting decent ice time, getting decent peripherals, like really good peripherals, I should say, with the hits and blocks. So Ryker Evans, definitely someone you should take a look at if you need D. As far as forwards, like I guess I mentioned Beniers playing with McCann and Eberle. So yeah, Jordan Eberle has been really bad. He had a run. Now it's gone quiet. But as long as Eberle is on the top line, and yeah, he's been on, do you want to call, like, these power plays, like Seattle makes it very hard to play fantasy, right? But the power play with McCann in the game versus Vegas had Eberle there. It was McCann, Eberle, Stevenson, Tolvanen, and Brandon Montour. And then Beniers was on the other one. So yeah, I think that's a pretty clear top power play, the one with Brandon Montour. So you got Eberle, top line, top power play, one of the more boring top line, top power play guys. Honestly, I think I'd take Nick Roy over Jordan Eberle, even if you were getting the same number of games from both. But yeah, he would be my next option. But then yeah, you can just really take your pick, and you might get lucky, right? Bjorkstrand, if he doesn't get scratched, is always capable of doing something. Chandler Stevenson isn't nothing. Jaden Schwartz, Brandon Tanev scored 2 goals yesterday versus Vegas. That's not going to happen again, but just had to mention that he did that. Remember when Andrei Burakovsky was someone good in fantasy? He's really disappeared. Geez, I don't know if it was the injuries or just age, but he's done. He's cooked, but he's still there. I don't think he's going to do anything. Okay, so there's Seattle. Next up, we've got the St. Louis Blues, who have been another tough team this year. Not too many goals, and they've been changing up the lines quite a bit. Looks like tonight versus Washington, St. Louis is going to be rolling lines of Braden Schenn with Buchnevich and Kyrou, and then Neighbors with Holloway and Texier. So that's not great for Jake Neighbors. And also the power plays they were rolling in yesterday's practice had Neighbors off the top power play with Schenn, Parayko, Kyrou, Buchnevich, and Falk. So two defensemen on PP1. Who knows how long that'll last? The guy who jumps out to me is Braden Schenn, right? Like, he's always been solid when he's not good. Like, he's always like a guy worth having on my watch list at the very least. Right now, top line, top power play with Buchnevich and Kyrou, that's where you want to be. I don't know how long it'll last. He hasn't been doing much lately, but if you're holding a Jake Neighbors because he's on the top power play, like, and playing with Buchnevich or whatever, you know, right now that isn't true. It's Braden Schenn. So I think Braden Schenn makes for a decent streamer. The games for St. Louis are against Boston, Buffalo, then Boston and Carolina. So not easy, but Boston isn't like what they used to be. So you never know. Maybe Schenn will give you something, or maybe the lines will switch off again. I guess on the flip side, if someone dropped Jake Neighbors because they don't like these lines, maybe he gets back. He did have an assist versus Utah, but it was a long cold streak before that. But we've seen Neighbors capable of going on runs. So he would also be someone I would take a look at. Those are probably, I'm seeing that Justin Falk, by the way, is down to 36% rostered, which makes sense. He's been super cold. I got to bring him up on the mega show. He was looking like a steal first three games of the season, but yeah, totally cold Justin Falk. So he's on the top power play. So I think he's probably worth a grab for sure. He'd be my top pick from St. Louis if he's out there available for you, especially just because D is more scarce, of course. But yeah, aside from that, we're not seeing much from St. Louis guys. So I just, yeah, go for someone on the top power play, which, like I said, has been Falk, Schenn, Kyrou, Buchnevich, and Parayko. And then one last team that plays four times next week is the Vancouver Canucks. Again, it's a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday against Calgary, the Islanders, Chicago, and Nashville. The Canucks really can't help themselves with switching up these line combinations. Garland was playing with Pettersson for a while, but I'm seeing in today's morning skate, it's JT Miller with Garland and Pew Suter, and then Pettersson centering Jake DeBrusk and Nils Höglander. I don't know, four games next week. Very unlikely, I think, that those are going to be the lines that stick. But yeah, so you have some options there that could be interesting. Like, Connor Garland has been really solid for a guy only 14% rostered on Yahoo. He's got points in three straight games now. Man, I added him and dropped him in Cupfold. He had a three-game point streak, then went pointless for two games. Those are the two games I had him on my roster. And then, yeah, a three-game point streak once again. Garland has been getting, you know, good deployment, good minutes. He's been on the top power play. So definitely at this point, I think he's a pretty clear guy to grab for a four-game stretch next week. I'm kind of sad that I don't have him, but, you know, life goes on. Then, you know, we could mention like a Pew Suter or a Nils Höglander, who I've mentioned are like in that top six. Unfortunately, neither of these guys are doing anything. So it's really hard for me to recommend either of them. Like, okay, I guess to be fair to Pew Suter, he did have a two-goal game a couple games back versus San Jose. I guess you don't get to play San Jose all the time, though. But yeah, I don't know if I... Look, I'm trying to be helpful here. I think Connor Garland is the obvious one. And after that, it's like we're looking at super deep cuts. Like, I'll throw it out there. Like, Filip Hronek seems to stink now. Like, he doesn't seem to be that good, but he's been dropped in a lot of leagues for good reason. And he does have points in two of his last three games. He has assists in each of those games. So, you know, for four games, if you need defense, I think Hronek could be a guy that kind of like what I was saying about Brady Shea. Like, he was drafted in your league. He's, you know, hasn't met his expectations. So if he's been dropped, I've said this before on Matchup Maximizer, like in a week where there's a good schedule, that's the time to maybe stream in someone who has struggled and been dropped, because who knows, maybe they turn it around and they turn into a hold. And if they don't, at least you got the volume from them. Then there's Kiefer Sherwood, right? If your league counts hits, he's continuing to hit like crazy. Seven hits against the Kings in the Canucks last game. Also three shots. He did have a goal and an assist versus Anaheim. So yeah, I don't expect the offense to be there, though he has sporadically produced. But if you want to get those guaranteed hits, Kiefer Sherwood is a pretty good bet. All right, so that's the schedule for next week. Hopefully, I've given you some players that you'll find interesting. Again, Nick Roy jumps out to me as an obvious one. Like, Connor Garland, you know, does jump out to me as an obvious one if he's available to you. I said Braden Schenn, who I like. Obviously, if you can get a Ricard Raquel on Pittsburgh, that's super easy. Roslovic over on Carolina. So hopefully one of these guys is available to you. And if not, you go for one of my deep cuts. I'd love to hear from you. If you're a patron keeping Carlson, hit me up in the Matchup Maximizer Discord channel and let me know what you thought of this episode. And if anyone ends up doing well for you, obviously Trev will be keeping track, as our accountabilities are, of who I recommended and how they turned out. You know what? I haven't been doing that amazing this season, I'll be honest. But I feel like the point of this episode isn't for me to like give you picks that are going to hit. I'm just giving you the situation. Who has good schedules? Who are the players on those teams, you know, in the top six, in getting good deployment, and who have like produced or not? I'm giving you the info, and I really hope it's been helpful. So, yeah, good luck to everyone next week. We're going to have a lot of fun shows dropping in your Keeping Carlson podcast feed. I've been hearing that people on Apple have been like not getting podcasts. Sometimes we're dropping episodes. If you're listening on Yahoo and you haven't been getting all the episodes, like you need to like unsubscribe and resubscribe or figure, you know, switch to Spotify. I don't know. Because like we're dropping two short shifts a week, Matchup Maximizer and the Mega Show on the weekend. So the episodes just will keep on coming. So make sure you're subscribed in getting all of our content. Thanks as always to the patrons, and we announced last week that the super supporters of Keeping Carlson, the $10 a month patrons, we've been dropping ad-free episodes. So if you're interested in supporting our show to like a higher level and getting the perk of getting, you know, I'm doing extra work, by the way. I'm going to edit this show. I'm going to have one version with ads and one version without. I'm going to put them in different places. I'm doing it to try to help people, because I want to thank them for helping us. So we definitely appreciate all of the support. And yeah, if you're a super supporter, you get ad-free episodes straight from Patreon. But okay, with that, I'm going to end my blabbering, as I say, usually at the end of the Mega Show. Good luck next week. And also, obviously, good luck tonight and tomorrow for your week 5 matchups. And yeah, I'm looking forward to doing this all again next week. And in the meantime, I'm going to start gearing up for that Mega Show with Brian tomorrow. See ya.